A Family Moves South. George Merrick was the eldest son of Reverend Solomon Merrick, a Yale-educated minister, and his wife, Althea Fink Merrick, also a college graduate. The educated couple and their six children were living in Duxbury, Massachusetts in 1899, when during a harsh winter, one of George's younger sisters, Ruth, died of diphtheria, an upper respiratory tract illness. That death, paired with the declining health of both Reverend Solomon Merrick and his wife Althea due to the cold winter, prompted a desire in Solomon Merrick to move the family to a warmer climate where he planned to start a plantation business. So in 1899, Father Solomon Merrick and eldest son George, who was 13 years old, traveled to the area known today as Coral Gables to purchase property for the Merrick family. At the time, the area had no name. It was simply referred to as the Coconut Grove Backcountry. They purchased 160 acres of land for $1,100 from an earlier pioneer named William H. Gregory, who had gained title to the land under the Homestead Act of 1862, which gave an applicant ownership of land typically called a homestead at little or no cost. At the time of the Merrick's purchase, the 160 acres included two cabins, a modest packing house, two wells, a wagon, and a mule named Maud. At the time, this was a very rural area consisting of wilderness and a few farms. To hear a quote from George Merrick recalling the experience of moving to such a place with his father as a young boy, press 3.